From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. First, the headlines. Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing to relax license for construction business. Epidemiologist Diki Budiman cautions on potential third wave of COVID-19 cases. Now, the news in details. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing PUPR Basuki Hadi Mulyono said that he would relax business licenses in construction service to encourage a favorable business climate for the sector. Hadi Mulyono said the construction service in public works and public housing are among the sectors that still run well. This was shown by the absorptions of the ministry's budget for 2021 that has reached 94.21%. The COVID-19 pandemic that has occurred since 2020 has caused contractions in economic growth in various countries, including Indonesia. The construction sector is believed to make a major contribution to economic growth since it has a chain impact on other sectors. Griffith University Australia epidemiologist Diki Budiman has cautioned on the potential third wave of COVID-19 cases in Indonesia. Based on studies, a person's immunity against COVID-19 transmission will decrease 5 months after receiving a complete vaccination. Hence, the government needs to increase testing and tracing to address the Omicron variant. Budiman said the Omicron cannot be underestimated because this variant is included as a variant of concern. An epidemiologist from the University of Indonesia Triunis, Miko Wahyono, asked the government to evaluate the implementation of community activities restriction amid the increasing number of Omicron cases. He also explained that the death case due to the Omicron variant is an alarm for the government to take mitigation steps to reduce community activities. In addition, he also suggested the government tighten entrance in the border and re-implement the quarantine rules for 14 days. Wahyono considered that the 10-day quarantine period for international travelers was inefficient, considering that the Omicron variant lasts 14 days in an individual's body. Furthermore, education and socialization regarding health protocols must also be revived in the community. Let's move on to the international news. India reported more than 330,000 new COVID-19 infections for the fourth straight day, even though the case load over the last 24 hours was slightly lower than a day before. Data released by the government on Sunday showed India's total death toll due to COVID-19 now stands at 489,409. The government in the statement said the recovery rate for infected people currently stands at 93.18%. Thousands of demonstrators marched through Brussels on Sunday to protest anti-coronavirus rules as the Omicron wave causes the infection to reach record highs. AFP reporters said the sprawling crowd appeared far larger than previous demonstrations that have paraded through the Belgian capital to the seat of the European Union and seen clashes with the police. The protest comes as some government seeks to ease restrictions despite the fast-spreading Omicron variant causing a surge in infection. Beijing Olympics organizers said on Sunday that they had confirmed 72 cases of COVID-19 among 2,586 games-related personnel entering China, from January 4 to January 22nd, with no cases among 171 athletes and team officials arriving in that period. Final preparations are taking place for the Winter Games amid a global surge in cases of a highly infectious Omicron coronavirus variant. The games are set to take place from February 4 to February 20 inside closed-loop bubble that separates all event personnel from the public. Of the confirmed cases, 39 were found in testing at the airport and 33 inside the loop. Participants in the bubble are subject to daily testing, with 336,421 PCR tests administered from January 4 to January 22nd. Italy's parliament will begin voting on Monday for a new head of state, with Prime Minister Mario Draghi among the most prominent candidates in a wide-open contest, which will be closely monitored by financial markets. There are concerns among politicians in Italy that the result could trigger fresh political uncertainty in the Eurozone's third-largest economy, which is facing a resurgence of COVID-19 infections and death. In a process that could take several days, more than 1,000 parliamentarians and regional representatives will convene at 2 p.m. GMT or 10 p.m. Singapore time for the first round of secret voting to replace Italy's outgoing president, Sergio Mattarella. The winner needs a two-third majority in any of the first three rounds with an absolute majority enough thereafter. Listener, let's move on to commentary for today on transmission of Omicron variant in Indonesia enters a new stage. The spread of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus that causes COVID-19 of the Omicron variant in Indonesia enters a new phase. On Saturday, the Ministry of Health announced two COVID-19 patients infected with Omicron variant died. This is the first time an Omicron case patient has died in Indonesia. According to spokesperson of the Ministry of Health, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, both patients who died suffered from comorbidities. One case was a local transmission and another one was an overseas traveler. They died in different hospitals. The Omicron variant, although it is said to be lighter than the previous variant, is still fatal for certain people. The transmission no longer comes from people who have just arrived from abroad. Local transmission has also occurred. Thus, the spread of the Omicron variant cannot be underestimated. Seeing this development, some epidemiologists ask the government to improve vigilance and make arrangements that are in accordance with the current development of the pandemic. Indeed, various efforts have been made by the government to anticipate the spread of Omicron, such as intensifying testing, tracing and treatment, or 3T, especially in Java and Bali. The government has also enhanced the tracing ratio, ensured the availability of centralized isolation rooms, intensified access to telemedicine and increased the bed ratio for handling COVID-19 in hospitals. Meanwhile, third or booster vaccination are also being intensified. Several epidemiologists suggested the government review the level 2 of implementation of community activities restriction in Java and Bali. They also suggested cancelling offline season in schools and returning to online learning. On one hand, the government is required to immediately take mitigation actions in a bid to prevent the fall of many victims. But on the other hand, people must also take precautions for their own safety. Strict health protocols must continue to be carried out by wearing masks, keeping a distance, and avoiding crowds. Vaccination must also be encouraged, both the third stage or booster, as well as the first and second vaccination for those who have not received. Those mitigation efforts are carried out by all parties. Last year, Indonesian people experienced the bad consequences of the widespread transmission of COVID-19. This experience is expected not to reoccur.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
day in history starts with the event on January 24, 1916, when General Sudirman was born. General Sudirman was born on January 24, 1916, was an Indonesian high-ranking officer during the Indonesian National Revolution. As the first commander-in-chief of the Indonesian National Armed Forces, he was a respected figure in Indonesia. While in high school, Sudirman began to show his leadership and organizational abilities and was respected by the community for his adherence to Islam. In 1944, he joined the Defenders of the Homeland Army, or PETA, sponsored by Japan, serving as a battalion commander in Banyumas. During his tenure, Sudirman and his colleagues carried out a rebellion, but later he was exiled to Bogor, West Java. After Indonesia proclaimed its independence on August 17, 1945, Sudirman escaped from the detention center and then went to Jakarta to meet President Sukarno. He was assigned to oversee the surrender of the Japanese troops in Banyumas, which he did after establishing the local division of the People's Security Agency. Sudirman passed away on January 29, 1950, at the age of 34 and was buried in the Semaki Hero Cemetery, Yogyakarta. On December 10, 1964, he was designated as a National Hero of Indonesia. Next event is that in 1946, the Indonesian government changed the name of the People's Safety Army to the Army of the Republic of Indonesia. The People's Security Agency, or BKR, which was formed at a preparatory committee meeting for Indonesian independence and announced by President Sukarno on August 23, 1945, was an official military organization because the agency was not under the coordination of the Minister of Defense. The People's Security Agency was only prepared to maintain security to avoid giving the impression that Indonesia was preparing to start a war against the Allies. Finally, through a government decree dated October 5, 1945, the BKR was changed to the People's Security Army. On January 7, 1946, the People's Security Army changed its name to the People's Safety Army. Then on January 24, 1946, it was changed again to the Army of the Republic of Indonesia. However, the Army of the Republic of Indonesia was only 1 year old, and then the Indonesian government at that time united all soldiers and armed militias in the Indonesian National Army on May 5, 1947, so that the struggle for independence was more solid and stronger. We end today in story with the event in 1966, Air India plane crashed in Mont Blanc. An Air India Boeing 707 on the trip to New York from Bombay, India, crashed in the Mont Blanc Mountains, Switzerland. The plane was carrying 117 passengers. There were no survivors in the crash. The Air India crash at Mont Blanc is really strange because about 16 years earlier, on November 3, 1950, an Air India plane crashed, killing 48 passengers, which occurred in the same place. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo said the country has made the COVID-19 pandemic period as a period of self-improvement by laying new foundation for stronger and sustainable growth. In addition, Indonesia also continues to reform the economic structure and improve the business climate. The head of state conveyed this in his remarks at the World Economic Forum State of the World address virtually last Thursday, January 20. President Joko Widodo emphasized Indonesia has improved the investment ecosystem, facilitated licensing, provided legal certainty and special incentive for priority investment sectors. He also said, apart from the economic sector, Indonesia also continues to improve the quality of human resources through various programs, ranging from upskilling and reskilling, formation of polytechnics in collaboration with industry to collaboration with universities abroad. Indonesia also continues to accelerate infrastructure development that contributes to increased investment and business climate. New sources of growth, especially the green economy, will continue to be developed, among others, development of the electric vehicle industry ecosystem and the construction of the largest green industrial area in North Kalimantan. President Joko Widodo added, collaboration with the private sector will also continue to be strengthened. In addition, investment opportunities will also be open as wide as possible for the six priority sectors, namely export-oriented labor-intensive industry, renewable energy, infrastructure, automotive, tourism and mining. In addition, a number of development priorities have also been set by the government, including increasing food production through the development of food estates, implementing the concept of low-carbon development or green recovery, and transmission to a digital economy through expansion, equity, and improving the quality of digital infrastructure and services. President Joko Widodo invites stakeholders in the forum to partner with Indonesia.
Sadarkah dirimu betapa hatiku selalu mengeluh situasi dan kondisi tak mungkin membentuk jalinan yang utuh. Haruskah selalu sembunyi dan sembunyi berpisah? Kita tak mampu tapi menyatu juga tak mampu. Mau kemana hubungan kita? Sudah tak jelas tujuan kita. Mau kemana? Sampai kapan ku menunggumu? Sampai kapan ku bisa bersamamu? Sampai kapan
Radio Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Aparalang Beach is located in Ara Village, Bonto Bahari District, Bulukumba Regency, South Sulawesi. To visit this place, tourists are recommended to use private or rented vehicles because public transportation is not yet available to go there. In addition, it is also recommended that tourists hire the services of a tour guide because the journey which is taken is quite confusing if you go alone. Heading to Aparalang Beach from Makassar City, takes to the south by motor vehicles about 4.5 hours. Then the journey continues to Tanjung Bira to Ara Village, where Aparalang Beach is located. Unlike other beaches, Aparalang Beach is located on the edge of a steep cliff. Therefore, this place is also often called the Aparalang Cliff. The local people usually perform attractions by jumping from cliffs into the sea. If interested, tourists can test their adrenaline by jumping off the cliff. For tourists who want to go to the sea but do not dare to jump off the cliff, there are stairs provided to get to the sea. The seawater is so clear that make easy for tourists to see the bottom. In addition to swimming, tourists can also do snorkeling activities to enjoy the atmosphere of this beach. At Aparalang Beach, you don't have to worry about a shortage of supplies because there are food stalls that sell delicious dishes at low prices. The stalls allow you to enjoy the fresh catch of fish from the local fishermen. In addition, this beach is also equipped with supporting facilities for the convenience of tourists, such as small gazebos, bathrooms, and souvenir shops. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
Sungguh ku tak pernah begini.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Pemilu, which means general elections. So stay tuned. Listen to this conversation about Pemilu, which means general elections. In a side workshop, Kevin and Rama are enjoying cold drink amid the scorching heat.
Hai Rama, apakah kamu berpartisipasi dalam pemilu tahun lalu?
Iya, aku ikut berpartisipasi.
Bagaimana cara kamu berpartisipasi dalam pemilu?
Pertama, kita daftar. Setelah itu, kita bawa surat suara ke bilik suara. Tinggal coblos deh.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Apakah kamu berpartisipasi dalam pemilu tahun lalu? Apakah kamu berpartisipasi dalam pemilu tahun lalu? Which means, did you participate in the general elections last year? Bagaimana cara kamu berpartisipasi dalam pemilu? Bagaimana cara kamu berpartisipasi dalam pemilu? Which means, how do you participate in the general elections? Pertama, kita daftar. Pertama, kita daftar. Which means, first, we register. Setelah itu, kita bawa surat ke bilik suara. Setelah itu, kita bawa surat ke bilik suara. Which means, after that, we take the ballot to the voting booth. Tinggal coblos deh. tinggal coblos deh, which means then you just mark the ballot. Bagaimana cara kamu? Bagaimana cara kamu? Which means how do you? Seperti apa? Seperti apa? Which means how do you? If you want to ask how to do something, you can use a question word bagaimana, bagaimana, which means how. In the dialogue, Kevin asks Rama how to participate in the general elections. Bagaimana cara kamu berpartisipasi dalam pemilu? Bagaimana cara kamu berpartisipasi dalam pemilu? Which means, how do you participate in the general elections? Additionally, you can also use the question word seperti apa, which means how do you, to ask how to do something. For example, seperti apa cara kamu berpartisipasi dalam pemilu? Seperti apa cara kamu berpartisipasi dalam pemilu? Which means how do you participate in the general elections? Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Hai Rama, apakah kamu berpartisipasi dalam pemilu tahun lalu?
Iya, aku ikut berpartisipasi.
Bagaimana cara kamu berpartisipasi dalam pemilu?
Pertama, kita daftar. Setelah itu, kita bawa surat suara ke bilik suara. Tinggal coblos deh.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'll see you tomorrow with another interesting topic. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Lick my fingers, cause you like the taste. You know I like the way you move, the way you dance, the way you prance and shake your ass. So just lay it all on me, I wanna see you go crazy. While we sipping on this bubbly, you want my love, you want this love, yeah. Just lay it all on me, I wanna see you go crazy. While we sipping on this bubbly, want my love, want this love, yeah. I know you want somebody, but not just anyone or body. You want my love, so I give it all to you. I know you want somebody, but not just anyone or body. You want my love, so I give it all to you. All to you. To you.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Keroncong Mawar Sekuntum by Ratna Listy. The song, which was composed by Sapari, is the first single on the album Keroncong Asli from the fourth solo album by the Indonesian singer and presenter Ratna Listy. This song was released in 2013. On this album, Ratna is accompanied by Keroncong Pranaswara Orchestra, which is led by Kun Pranasmara. This song tells about the meaning of a beautiful rose, which is like a beautiful girl who is missed by a man. He has been waiting for her until rosebuds bloom. The man hopes to be happy if he can live along with his lover. Well, listener, here is Ratna Listy with the keroncong song entitled Mawar Sekuntum.
Thank you.
of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Rasakan cinta sejak pertama ku jumpa dirimu, ku berikan tanda, namun mengapa kau tetap berlalu tak pernah melihatku. Oh, andai saja kau mengerti apa yang ku rasakan, kau tahu betapa ku mengharapkan kau jadi kekasihku. Oh Tuhan, tolong aku, tunjukkan cara untuk memiliki dirinya. Aku ingin hatinya jadi milikku.
It is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.